Hello and welcome to the Beacon Group's Noon Step meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. My name is Jackie and I am an alcoholic. In an effort to lessen distractions to others and to respect our speakers, you will not be able to unmute yourself during the meeting. Let's start this meeting with a moment of silence, followed by the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of people who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution, does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. This is an open meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous and all are welcome to attend, but we ask that only alcoholics participate. If you are new to AA or new to the Beacon Group, we strongly recommend home group membership and sponsorship. If you are new or not so new and looking for a sponsor, please put your name and number in the chat. If you have worked all 12 steps as outlined in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, have had a spiritual experience and are willing to sponsor, please also put your name and number in the chat. The chat will remain open during the meeting, except while the speaker is sharing. If you are looking for a home group, we would love to have you. Our business meetings for this noon meeting are held virtually on the third Monday of each month at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, following our regular meeting. The Beacon Group's overall business meetings are both in person and on Zoom on the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30. To sign up for membership and to be on our email list, please visit our website, which is posted in the chat. Our website has a lot of great information as well as recordings of our meetings. Also in the chat, you will find our AA quote of the day. The quote source will always be from our AA literature. Our speaker will share for 30 minutes on the step of the day, and then we will automatically split into breakout rooms for small group discussions. Each group has a moderator who will divide the time equally and invite each person to share. Questions are encouraged during the sharing part of the meeting. When you share, please be sure your environment is quiet and free of distractions. Breakout room discussions end at 12:53, followed by day counts, announcements, and the Lord's Prayer. And I have asked John to read the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Jackie. I'm John. I'm an alcoholic. And here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. One, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. Step 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thanks, Jackie. Back to you.
Thank you so much, John. Today, we're going to hear a talk on step 3. And step 3, again, is made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Please give a warm welcome to Al J. from Scottsville, Virginia. Thank you so much, Al. Appreciate it.
All right. So I believe I have 30 minutes. Is that correct? All right.
That is correct.
Al, alcoholic. Sobriety dates May 5th, 1987. That's because AA works under all and any conditions. And hopefully I can do justice to some of these steps and certainly focus in on the third step today. That I've been to a lot of third step meetings, and most of the time, if I was a newcomer, I would come out confused. One thing we suffer from in our big, beautiful, wonderful fellowship that I love so much is we're not always clear about the simplicity of these steps. And sometimes it's our tendency to put heavy lifting into them where there isn't heavy lifting. In fact, I think all of the steps, really, there's not much heavy lifting. There's certainly some fear. There's certainly some apprehension. But heavy lifting, I have not found it. I think Wilson has given this gift. These steps flow into each other. And the cheat sheet on the third step is I can't, he can, I think I'll let him. You certainly can take people through these steps, and I believe history would back this up in the early days that these were meant to take rather quickly, and you would probably spend the rest of your life getting better at them. They were not a waiting process of 6 months or 4 months or whatever has evolved in AA as a timeline on the steps. I think the book's pretty clear. It's right now. Where do we start with step three? We start in step one. The building blocks to step three is steps one and two, and step three is not, it's inconclusive without steps one and step two. It's bare naked. So in the first step, we see what the problem is, being powerless over alcohol, and that our lives had become unmanageable. And that step is clearly about our drinking. It's about the obsession of the mind, the physical allergy of the body. It's the toll that alcohol took on us. And the condition that of and by myself, I can do nothing about that. That I'm powerless over alcohol, and it eliminates any choice that I might think that I have or somebody else might tell me that I have. I do not have. I'm powerless over alcohol. And if I'm powerless over alcohol, I am going to drink again unless I find a solution. And one of the geniuses of Alcoholics Anonymous, and certainly influenced from other places, is that our solution to the dilemma of our being powerless over alcohol is going to be a spiritual solution. So step one is lack of power, and step two is power built on a willingness to believe. Now, step two will cover a lot of ground within the book Alcoholics Anonymous, and it spends a lot of time on step one and step two, so we build the foundation that will lead to the third step decision. In step two, we're given the right to choose our own conception of a power. We're showing that lack of power is our dilemma. We're seeing that a self-imposed crisis that I can't fix myself. We're showing the bedevilments. We are given where God is found within. And it talks about something that's very important that all of us know, but I think it takes another look at this because it opens the door to step three, doomed to an alcoholic death or to live on a spiritual basis. If I'm being willing to believe in a power greater than myself and live on a spiritual basis, I can make a third step decision with no problem at all. If an alcoholic has trouble with the third step decision, it's a first step problem. It's not a third step problem. They haven't conceded to their innermost selves that they were alcoholic, that the delusion they are like other people presently has to be smashed. I'm not like other people. I suffer from a progressive illness. And what makes the steps really happen, I think, for an alcoholic is not intellect at all. It's hopelessness. That if I come to Alcoholics Anonymous in a state of hopelessness, there's only one alternative to my condition, and that's called surrender. Now, Wilson, before he starts to get into this third step, he he talks about something I think is very important. I think that it's a description as well as anything in the big book on what surrender would look like. And he says that we have to completely give ourselves to this simple program. And completely means no conditions. In one of the talks that Wilson made, they said, what was the difference between the fourth time in Towns Hospital and the other three? And he answered it fairly quickly and fairly easily. He said, that time I was utterly hopeless. There was no longer any conditions that I'll get sober if, or there was nothing pushing me or driving me like fear or consequences, that I got to the point of despair. I raised the flag and I completely gave myself to this simple program. Now let's look at something real quick as we get into this this step. That in the third tradition, what Wilson did in his own genius, and I am a real tradition, a student of the history of the traditions. I don't think you can get into the traditions until you look at the history of Alcoholics Anonymous and really to see how they came out. He took out all the rules. He said, if you believe you're alcoholic or you have a drinking problem, hey, you can come in. You're a member. There's no requirement for belief whatsoever. Come on in. Whoever, whatever, as long as you meet that requirement. Now, in the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, there's a different requirement, though. And we're going to look at that in a second. It's not the requirement of the third tradition that requires no belief whatsoever. It's a requirement that does require belief in a power greater than ourselves in the program of Alcoholics Anonymous, not in the fellowship. And it's very simple. Now I'm going to take one moment. I'm going to go to page 13, and we're going to look at how Bill Wilson took the third step in Towns Hospital when Ebby came and visited him. This was very quick. And this is a really great way to take the third step, and we're going to back it up with some information here. But Wilson really took this third step on page 13. I think it's brilliant. I do it. He says, there I humbly offered myself to God as I then understood him, to do with me as he would. I placed myself unreservedly under his care, not control, and direction. I admitted for the first time that of myself I was nothing. Without him, I was lost. Well, not bad. I can't, he can. I think I'll let him. So what the alcoholic, when, and I don't think we have a monopoly on it, but I will want to talk a little bit about the alcoholic today. And we're very self-obsessed people. I don't know about you, but I know about me. I know about people I've sponsored. I know about my friendships. We can be very self-obsessed people. I mean, just so infected with ourselves and become so self-important. And that's what my ego likes. It likes self-importance. It really does. And as I get into this step on page 60, it's interesting that Wilson, as he changed the wording here, that these three pertinent ideas, now he says that we are alcoholic and could not manage our own lives, where he says in the initial first step that we are powerless over alcohol. I think I would know this by now, wouldn't I? I don't want to slip this up. We admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. Now he says that we could not manage our own lives. It's a different wording. I think wording in the big book's very, very important when we look at it because it sets up a different way of looking at it. So being convinced of the three pertinent ideas, which are step one and step two, that we've read the doctor's opinion in the first four chapters with a sponsor, and I think being involved in a home group that reinforces this, we can set ourselves up to easily take the third step decision with not adding anything into it or taking anything out of it that doesn't belong there. The alcoholic ego and the self-obsession loves putting a minefield in each step where the intellect will stumble and then defend itself and come up with all sorts of stuff that don't belong in the step. These are very simple steps, and they very flow very well in the book Alcoholics Anonymous. So being convinced we're at step three, which that we decide to turn our will and our life over to God as we understand Him, just what do we mean by this and what do we do? Here it is, right here. Now you go to a third step meeting, everybody's taking their will back and giving it up. That has nothing to do with the third step. That's a problem of the ego. There's no perfection here required. I've only made one third step decision in my life. I've done it imperfectly since then. I've forgotten about it. Certainly, it lives inside of me. But I haven't had a redo. I've had to take people through it and take people through it and be concentrated in that rather than on me. So the first requirement is to be convinced that any life run on self-will can hardly be a success. On this basis, we're always in collision with something or somebody, even though our motives are good. Now I'm just going to paraphrase some things, and I'm going to come up with some ideas. First of all, this is made a decision. What's asked for in the third step doesn't happen in the third step. The third step are the conditions of surrender. And what Wilson gives us is the observation of what a life looks like based on self-will, which is a life based on trying to control people in the world, to what a life looks like based on God's will or relationship with God, which is strength. And what Wilson's going to start talking about is giving up the control and allowing God's strength to come in our life through the remaining steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I had it wrong. I really thought this was about control. But AA is about strength. So he's going to say we're consumed with ourselves, our resentments, and our self-pity. He's going to tell us the driver is self-centered fear, selfishness, and self-centeredness. That's the driver. He's going to tell us that our problems are basically of our own making. Look at these conditions of surrender as he starts to give this to us so we can make a decision to go through with steps 4 through 9. He tells us that we're a product of self-will run riot, though we usually don't think so because we're too busy blaming other people and God. Because I'm so obsessed with myself, I'm so resentful, I'm so full of self-pity, I'm so full of fear. I'm being driven by control. I'm not being driven by strength. And I need God's strength. And I need to give up control. So when he gives us the outline of the actor is nothing more than the ego. And the ego is based on self-centered fear. I'm trying to get what I want, or I'm scared that I'm going to lose what I already have. And I'm in trouble. And Wilson says that many of us had moral and philosophical convictions galore, but we could not live up to them even though we would have liked to. So the initial argument was, should we have a program of moral psychology, being a good person and helping other people? Or should we have a program based on spiritual experience? Or later on, they turned the terminology to spiritual awakening. He says, above everything, us alcoholics must be rid of selfishness. We must or it kills us. God makes that possible. Now, there it is. Parentheses, highlight it, everything you want to. God makes that possible. I don't. AA is not a self-help program. It's a help other and a God-directed program. And we're going to see that as these steps materialize in our life. We're going to only make a decision here and meet the requirements of the surrender. Can I really do this? Can I make this decision? And he already spelled it out. This is the how and why of it. First of all, we had to stop playing God. We had to stop trying to control everything around us to try to produce our own happiness. We have to give that up and surrender and allow God's strength to come into our life. We're going to make a decision to have that happen. We have a new employer. Okay. An employer is not a micromanager. God doesn't manage my life. What an employer does, it sets up a structure in which I can be paid. I go to work. Okay. That's what I do. And the 10 steps going to reveal it, that every day is a day that we carry the vision of God's will into all of our activities. How can I best serve you? Your will, not mine, be done. The vision of God's will is to serve other people, to serve God's kids. It's going to claim in the 10th step, that's the proper use of the will, is to serve God. And then in page 63, it's going to set us up. He provided what we needed if we kept close to him, performed his work well, service. Established on such a footing, we become less and less interested in ourselves. There it is. Self-reliance will fail. But my ego doesn't like that. So we're going to say the prayer however we'd like to say it. We can say this prayer or we can use our own words. Some people might have a hot flash here. Most of us don't. And then it's going to go on and say that next we launched out on a course of vigorous action, the first step, which was personal health screening, which many of us had never attempted. And here it is. Though our decision was a vital and crucial step, it had little permanent effect unless at once followed by an effort to face and be rid of the things in ourselves that were blocking us. So the third step decision is decision to get unblocked from self. Okay. We want to make more out of this than what it is. It's a very simple way of looking at things. We're going to make a decision to get unblocked from ourselves because we can't do the job by ourselves. Our liquor was but a symptom, so we had to get down to causes and conditions. Now, that really struck me because when I came here, everything was alcohol. Alcohol caused 11 arrests in my life. I was sick from alcohol. Every relationship that I had was dissolved because of alcohol. Every problem in my life was based on alcohol. Everything was alcohol. And then when I got into the big book, it said it's only a symptom. It's only a symptom. So we had to get down in causes and conditions. We had to see what the common manifestations of self were. And we find out that their resentment, their fear, and they're harming other people sexually and non-sexually. We look at the common manifestations. So the third step decision is step four. The third step decision is step five. In step five, what happens is something remarkable happens. So that now, even though we may have had a spiritual belief, now we begin to have a spiritual experience. What happens, that's the solution that chapter two gave us with spiritual experience, was the solution to the dilemma of the obsession to drink alcohol. It's also the solution to the dilemma of the self-obsessed alcoholic. Then it talks about in the fifth step that now we thank God from the bottom of our heart that we know him better. And we can see the third step starting to materialize in steps four and five because it says the care of God, and the care of God is Alcoholics Anonymous. That's where the vision is. That's where we see each other. That's where we see recovery. That's where we see our lives get better. That's where we help each other. The care of God, not control of God. The visual of Alcoholics Anonymous, as we start to see it materialize in the steps, and then we ask ourselves in the review, the fifth step, meditation for an hour in the review, have we made mortar without sand? Are we okay in the first five steps? This is a fifth step meditation for 1 hour. If we make mortar without sand, any of us that knows and have made cement, if you don't have sand in there, it doesn't work. And now we're ready to take 6 and 7, which are two significant prayers. And that's exactly what Bill meant to write. People say, oh, he had to write more. Where's the directions? They're in the prayers. There's no heavy lifting. I'm not working on my character defects. I'm asking God to remove these if I cling to something and if they stand in the way of my usefulness. The care of God, not control of God. You can now have all of me, good and bad. The care of God, not the control of God. The strength that I need that I don't have, that I've been trying to control life and manage it, and sometimes still very, very guilty of it. And it says, as we go from here to do your bidding, so the answer to the 7-step prayer are steps 8 and 9. And we start to see this. And as we start to take this recovery into our life, we're making a 3rd-step decision. It's not made in step 3. The decision's made in step 3, but what it asks for doesn't happen in step 3. Our will is our thinking, and we're self-obsessed with our own thinking because we're trying to manage and control life. And our actions are everything else. They're our marriage, they're our jobs, every aspect of our life that has become very unmanageable. And now we're going to turn this into steps 4 through 9. But where we really want to plan ourselves the rest of our life is we want to continue in steps 10, 11, and 12. So the challenge in life will always be, and thank God, nowhere in these steps does it demand perfection. No one among us has maintained anything like perfect adherence to these principles. We're not saints. Okay. What we're trying to do is grow along spiritual lines. If you stay in Alcoholics Anonymous a long time, you're going to have ups and downs. You're going to fall in the bucket from time to time. Sometimes it's going to be dark. You're going to have problems in life. It's going to happen. Marriages are going to dissolve. Finances can dissolve, emotions can go haywire, kids don't behave, jobs lost, finances lost. You can name it. These things can happen here. You know, one of the great descriptions of service, and probably a 3rd-step example of somebody that's made that decision and followed it through, and Bill used this. These are just two of my most popular Bill Wilson analogies or descriptions or colorful illustrations. Is I love the gaunt prospector. I love the gaunt. That is such a great example of what happens in a 3rd-step decision as we take the rest of the steps, is we end up the gaunt prospector that he's down on his last leg, he's broke. I mean, everything, he hasn't eaten, he's skinny. I mean, the clothes are falling off, everything. Then he hits the gold. And in AA, what we do is we hit the gold. We say it's garbage. There's no garbage in Alcoholics Anonymous. Our darkest past is turned to our greatest asset. That's what happens here. And he hits the gold and says, now he can't keep this. He's got to mine this the rest of his life and give it away entirely. See, every day is a day that we carry the vision of God's will into all of our activities. How can I best serve you? Your will, not mine, must be done. These thoughts must go with us constantly. They're the proper use of the will. Now I know what the use of the will is, and it's to serve God. The other description that I really love, and we're going to do that tonight in AA Comes of Age, is Mr. Grassroots on page 40 and 44 in AA Comes of Age. Mr. Grassroots is the real deal here. Now, here's an illustration of Bill Wilson again of what happened in the Kiel Auditorium in 1955, but he describes the traditions and the fellowship in a way that's absolutely incredible that we can grab a hold of and go, yeah, me too, buddy, Grassroots. I'm part of who you are. There's such a phenomenal change that happens in our life as these steps take place, and sometimes it's slow, and sometimes it seems like it disappears. And sometimes you wonder, what the heck, is this all there is to it? And then all of a sudden, guess what happens? A new door opens, okay? Because God does move in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. I will assure you that. And there's nothing in Alcoholics Anonymous to figure out. And I know the ego always wants to figure out. There's only a set of actions to do. And there's things not to do. But there's nothing here to figure out. What we do in AA when the tough times come is we weather the storm together and we stay the course. There's nothing here to figure out in Alcoholics Anonymous. There's only a set of actions to do, and there's a set of actions of probably things that we don't do. So when the troubled times come in Alcoholics Anonymous, we weather the storms together. We're a we program, and we stay the course. It's the care of God, not control. Not a punishing God that's trying to test my faith, make me unhappy, get my attention, sink me. It's a loving God that expresses himself in our group conscience. A loving God, not a mean one. Okay? So one of the products of the third step that it leads, that we can put into our daily life and really look at, when my troubles come in life, personal relationships, finances, you can name them. Did I make decisions based on self that put me in that position? One of the key questions that I take with me all the time, when there's something that's going on in my life that I don't like, once I blamed everything, I've got rid of my self-pity, my resentments, I get down to the ultimate question, did I make a decision based on self that put me in that position? Are my troubles really of my own making, or did you cause my troubles? Well, my ego wants you cause the troubles. But really, when I get down to it, I made a decision based on self-driver, self-centered fear. I'm trying to get what I want, or I'm scared I'm going to lose something I have. Did I make a decision based on self? I tell you what, every time I've come up with a yes, I don't know about you. I've made a decision based on self that put me in that position that I don't like. Control. And what does control come out of? It comes out of self-centered fear. Fear. Okay? They don't behave. They never will. The world doesn't behave. Religions don't behave. Politicians don't behave. Every aspect somewhere doesn't behave. It's not about control, because I can't control it any more than I control the weather on a daily basis. I cannot control it. So what I'm going to need, and as the 10th step leaves us, we find strength. Okay? And I'm going to read that. I see your timer there. Believe me, I'm good. I'm a structured guy, and I like structure. Thank you very much for your structure. I was raised in the Clancy clan. Do what you say you're going to do. Be where you say to be. Be on time. It just really worked well with my personality. Other people got very mad at it. I didn't, because it worked for me. Much has already been said about receiving strength. There it is. There's your word, strength. I need strength on a daily basis, not my strength, God's strength. I have to remember self-reliance failed. That's part of the third step decision, to understand that. Inspiration. If we stay close to him and perform his work well, and we start to give up our little plans and designs. Direction from whom? Who has all knowledge and power. If we carefully follow direction, we begin to sense the flow of the Spirit into us. To some extent, we become God conscious. And that's it. One of the beauties of the steps is we become God conscious. And then we give it away. Thanks a lot for asking me. Glad to be with you guys this afternoon.